Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, dopamine warriors. Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the crazy world of digital distractions and reclaiming your focus. Let's face it, life can feel like a constant tug-of-war between our impulses and our goals, right? And sometimes, it feels like the dopamine dragon is winning. But fear not, because in today's episode, we're diving deep into something powerful that can help you level up your emotional game and build those awesome real-world connections, emotional intelligence, and empathy. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence isn't just about being a nice guy or playing mind games. It's about understanding yourself better, recognizing those emotions bubbling up inside you, and then learning to manage them like a boss. It's about recognizing the emotions in others, even when they're hiding behind a smile or a grumpy face, and responding with genuine compassion. Ever felt like someone just didn't get what you were going through? Or maybe you said something hurtful without realizing it because you weren't tuned into your own feelings. That's where empathy comes in. So how do we build this superpower duo? Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional intelligence and empathy game. 1. Become your own detective. Spend some time getting to know yourself. What triggers your emotions? Are you a stress eater? Do you get super introverted when you're feeling overwhelmed? Paying attention to those patterns can help you understand how you react in different situations. Think of it like being a detective, investigating the clues your body and mind are giving you. 2. Label those emotions. Don't just brush them aside. When you feel something, whether it's joy, anger, sadness, or even that confusing mix of emotions we call blah, put a name to it. This helps you process those feelings more effectively and avoid bottling them up. You know how sometimes you can't quite articulate what's wrong? Well, labeling your emotions is like giving them a voice. 3. Practice active listening. It's not just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding the speaker's message, both verbally and non-verbally. Make eye contact, nod along, ask clarifying questions, show them you're genuinely interested in what they have to say. Ever notice how people light up when someone really listens? Active listening is like giving a little piece of your heart to another person. 4. Cultivate compassion. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything someone says or becoming everyone's therapist. It's about trying to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, and a little bit of understanding can go a long way. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. We often get caught up in self-criticism, but remember that everyone makes mistakes and has moments where they fall short. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a good friend. Okay, picture this. You're at work, and your colleague just had a major meltdown because their project went south. Their boss is breathing down their neck, and they are on the verge of tears. Instead of avoiding them or rolling your eyes, we've all been there. You take a deep breath, approach them with a genuine smile, and say something like, "Hey, I heard about what happened. That sounds really stressful. Is there anything I can do to help them?" You just showed up with emotional intelligence and empathy, turning a potentially messy situation into an opportunity for connection and support. Remember, building emotional intelligence and empathy isn't a one-time fix, it's a lifelong journey of learning and growth. But every small step you take, whether it's labeling your emotions, practicing active listening, or simply being kind to yourself, brings you closer to becoming the most amazing version of yourself. So keep striding for those emotional high fives. And remember, if you're feeling overwhelmed or stuck, don't hesitate to reach out for support. There are amazing resources available to help you along the way. Now go out there and conquer the world with your newfound emotional superpowers.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.